second time we've had to restart in a row for the podcast episodes.
Really, just crossing my fingers.
We've been really having trouble with these technical difficulties lately.
I know, but hopefully everything should be okay now. I feel like we're getting our stuff together.
Yeah, I think we are. I think we're adjusting. So definitely. Everybody say that you love the video quality and the audio quality.
Yes.
Shout out to our fans in Latvia and Russia. We're killing it over there. So very honored. We love you.
Apparently we're killing it over there. Thanks, guys. That's like so insane. Yeah. So if you're listening to this, you can also watch this. So just a heads up. This should be on YouTube
as well.
Yeah,
hopefully it'll be on YouTube sooner than it was last week.
We'll see. Well, we'll see. We're busy girls.
We'll see.
Don't get your hopes up. It'll be there eventually.
Yeah.
Okay. Well. Okay. Welcome to Let's Talk About It. I'm Emily.
I'm Skylar. Oh. Usually I go first. That's so weird.
Sorry, I hijacked the welcome memo today.
Yeah, you did.
Couldn't help myself.
I just can't help myself. Right?
I don't know that song.
Hey, Steven? Okay.
I feel like I should know that song.
Yeah, it's a Taylor Swift song from Fearless.
Oh, I don't know that album that well. Anyway, you guys, Skylar and I, in all honesty, did record an episode that had this theme with it a couple of weeks ago, but that was the week we had to skip posting because we had extreme technical difficulties with the new editing style.
Yeah, my phone hates me.
Yeah, but we're back. We've got our highlights from that episode, and I think it's still going to be just as fun as it was before. So I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, it'll be good. We're going to choose our best ones. The last time we tried this, we surprised each other with our answers. This week, we just chose each other's best answers. So you get the final cut of this, basically.
Yeah. The game here, too, is, like, how celebrities are hot, and, you've probably seen that girl on TikTok, like, do this series, and we're hoping I don't think we're overlapping too many with the celebrities that, she already, like, mentioned, but we saw this TikTok and thought it was really, really funny, so we wanted to do some with our, like, favorite celebrity men.
The account is Dakari Eris. This time we actually know it, so... Yes. Shout out to Dakari Eris on TikTok. Yeah.
So
thanks for the idea.
Thank you so much. That is what we are doing this week. Everybody get excited.
Everybody get... Let's get loud.
Let's get loud.
Big news. Emily and I started The Outer Banks this week.
Oh, yeah, we did. I'm literally on the fourth episode today. I started it today.
Stop. You literally caught up to me because I'm only, like... 30 minutes, or like, not 30 minutes, I'm like halfway into the fifth episode.
Yeah, no, I know, I'm catching up quick. It's a really good procrastination tool. Yes,
yeah,
it's
easy, yeah.
And I'm procrastinating on my finals while watching it, so that's also really helpful.
It's just so funny, because in that same episode that we didn't release because we couldn't, I asked Emily if she thought we should watch The Outer Banks, and then I asked you guys if you guys think we should watch The Outer Banks, and then a really great supporter DM'd us, and she was like, you guys should watch The Outer Banks. So, I guess it's a sign from the universe that we need to watch The Outer Banks.
So we are, and there will be an episode on it, like, later, because we have to get through two seasons. I saw the episode length. 54 minutes. I was like, I thought these were gonna be like 30 minute things, but they're not. It's an hour.
I really underestimated the show because I saw the like trailer for it like last COVID quarantine, and I was like, this seems like a stupid teen drama, like I'm not interested in this, but like it is, but it also has like a different plot to it, so it's okay.
Anyway, sneak peek of what's to come. We won't say anything else about it. We don't want to give away too many of our thoughts.
like, many months late to the Outer Banks train, but hopefully you guys enjoy anyways.
It'll be fun, because we'll include, like, some astrology stuff in it, too, and, like, you know, put our little Let's Talk About It spin on the Outer Banks.
I already clocked the Leo in the cast, so.
Yeah. She really did. Okay. Let's get started with our house celebrities, our hot list. Who wants to go first?
I was gonna say, should we play rock, paper, scissors? But I feel like that wouldn't work.
I think we could do rock, paper, scissors.
Okay.
Ready?
Yeah.
No. Oh my Wait, God.
Are you gonna say and?
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No, I don't say and.
Okay.
Okay. Rock, paper,
scissors, shoot. Why are you not doing it?
I did. Okay, we both did scissors. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Oh my God, we both did paper. Okay, whoever wins this gets to go first. We're horrible at this. Okay. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot. Okay, you know what? Again. One more time. Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Yes!
Okay, all right. Paper beats
rock. So wait, do I go first or do you go first?
You go first, because you
Or won. Do I get to choose? Okay. I mean, I was... Okay.
Or you can choose who goes first. I don't know.
You go first.
Okay, then why did we play rock, paper, scissors for you to tell me to go first?
Because I wanted you to go first.
Oh, you could just said that. Okay. All right, I'll do it. I'll go first. My first celebrity that I have is James Acaster. James Acaster is hot in the way that, like, the class clown from school, like, everyone's annoyed with him all the time. He's just, like, the rowdy kid. Yes. But then you grow up, and all of a sudden you're in college, and you're walking around your hometown during Thanksgiving break, and you see him, and you're like, oh my God, who is that? And your mom, who, like, knows everything, it's like, oh, that's blah, blah, blah. And you're like, oh my God, he grew up. He's really cool. You're like, oh my God, that was untapped potential all through high school, whatever. And then you guys hook up during Christmas break and, like, all of the holiday breaks like that. But he's like, you know.
Yeah, he, like, bullies the substitute, and, like, he just, like, gets sent to the principal's office, and you're like, oh my God, why can't he just, like, shut up? But then, like,
yeah.
You meet him at, like, a bar, like, when a bunch of people from your, like, grade is, like, are there, and, like, his, like, sense of humor is, like, refined, and you're like, oh my God.
Yeah, you're like, oh, you're, like, smart, you're, like, funny in a smart way, and not in, like, a douchebag way.
Yeah, it's like he finally realized that annoying people isn't funny.
Yeah.
I agree. Ugh. I like that one.
Thank you. I love James Acaster.
Who? Everybody should. He deserves honestly, a lot of love.
If you don't know about James Acaster's comedy, I really implore you to go look him up on Netflix, because he's so smartly funny. Ugh, love him.
It's, like, different, too. It's, it's the kind of comedy where you're, like, it's, like, not simple, it's, like, smart, but, like, it's not, like, the overly gimmicky, like, gross, like, it's, like, funny, like, genuinely funny.
And it's, like, narrative-driven sometimes, too, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, he's a good storyteller, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, I could talk about James Acaster's comedy for, that's a different episode, okay.
We could do a whole episode about James Acaster.
Do people want us to do a stand-up comedy series? Because I have a lot to say about stand-up comedy.
I've thought about pitching that idea to you of watching the stand-up comedy specials on Netflix and ranking them.
I would do that all day.
Should we do that, guys?
We should Instagram poll a bunch of ideas just to see.
Oh, we should.
Why haven't we done that yet?
See what? Because we're stupid.
Yeah. Okay, business meeting over.
Okay. Love having you guys like hearing business meetings.
You guys like hearing our business meetings in the middle of these episodes?
We, like, randomly get ideas. We're like, oh my God. Well, they should be in on it because they get a say in what we do.
You get a say in what we... Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Okay, Sky. Who's first on your list?
Ben Barnes. We've rarely talked about him. I think we talked about him in one other episode.
Yeah, no, never.
Yeah, so I have you pick this one as one of your favorites of mine.
Yes.
Ben Barnes is hot, like, a coworker or even just, like, a guy who works for a different company that, like, comes to meetings some days in your office building. And he's, like, so friendly and, like, all the girls are in love with him. And you ride the elevator together alone with him one day. And he, like, asks you for, like, your floor. And, like, it's, like, not really, like, Bridget Jones and her boss. And that one scene, but it's, like, that kind of energy where you're, like, yeah. Oh, my God. But then he, like, makes small talk with you, but he's the kind of person where he seems so genuinely interested in what you have to say, even though you're like, oh, yeah, like, I live in an apartment building, like, 2 blocks away. And, like, it makes you blush how interested he seems in it.
Yes.
It's the Libra energy, sorry.
Yeah. No, it is. He's so, like, approachable, too. Like, his nature is really, like, approachable and nice. So I feel like in any environment, he's...
Libra Venus.
Yeah. Yeah. He's gonna be at, like, the head of the welcome wagon for people, I feel like, on, like, a job or something, right?
Oh my god, yeah, he totally, they would, like, pick him to be, the worker to, yeah. like, show the new person around, because yeah. he's just so easygoing and friendly.
Yeah. Ugh. Love Ben Barnes.
Love Ben Barnes.
Didn't he play, like, but, like, didn't he play the, like, the dark, sort of, like, evil character in that Netflix show that they made based off of
Shadow Fantasy. And Bone.
Yeah. He was like the yeah, Dark he plays, One or something.
His character is like called the Darkling.
Yeah, that thing.
Which you look at his eyes and like they're just like that dark brown. Like you can barely see like where his pupil is like separate from his iris. Oh like God. It makes sense to me. He's a Libra, but he also has Scorpio placement. So like.
Does he have a Scorpio Mars?
Yes, I believe so. I think his Mars is Cancer. I think he's just a Scorpio. I forget, actually, what his placements are exactly, but I know he has both Scorpio and Libra in his chart. I know he's Libra Venus.
Oh, a Cancer Mars with a Libra Venus is super interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Okay, anyway. If people want a more in-depth dive into Ben Barnes' birth chart,
we can do a whole Ben Barnes episode.
Yeah. Oh my god, imagine. Oh my god.
We did that about Taylor Swift. We did a whole Taylor Swift episode. So if anybody wants any other deep dives on celebrity, we did Olivia Rodrigo.
Oh yeah.
If anybody wants some deep dives on celebrities, suggest people.
Let us know. Okay.
Okay.
I'll move on to my second. My second is Chris Evans. I really liked what you said about Chris Evans last time, so I know I didn't like highlight that, but I do think that one's accurate too.
What was I saying? Oh, he's the single dad.
Yeah.
That you meet in, like, the pickup line. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I vibe with that. But in a different vein, I think Chris Evans is hot in the way that a sports player on campus is hot, but you get to know him and you find out that he has emotions, but he's really, it's really weird, but, like, you can party really hard with him and you bond over, like, going out and you kind of always just want to like leave the party and like go hang out with him and you guys have a really good time together and eventually like really slowly he realizes that like he has feelings for you and but he realizes like this whole time he's liked you but he doesn't really know how to like vocalize it or even really decide if he wants to let you in or not, so it, like, it's super weird, and you guys both kind of, like, know that you like each other, but, like, you're not doing anything because he's not doing anything, and, like, so you just sort of, like, stay in this weird, like, friend place until, like, eventually someone makes a drunk confession or something.
That was a whole character arc.
Yeah, well, I was picturing him on a college campus, and I feel like, besides the frat boy persona, which I think is 110% accurate, I also feel like because he has so much Scorpio going on, he's like a draw you in, but also keep you closed off.
Secretive.
And
I feel like, so secretive. Yeah.
And I feel like sports players are like, sort of like the perfect medium between all of that, really.
I forgot how much this is like, literally just writing fan fiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're
really just AUs.
Yeah, we're writing like what their character, like character named Chris Evans in a fan fiction, but he's not famous Chris Evans. He's like sports player Chris Evans.
He's alter. It's like it's an sports player exclamation point Chris.
Yeah, yeah, frat boy Chris.
Oh my god, yeah.
If I saw Chris Evans at a frat house, I'd cover my drink. I'll say that. He'd be like the head of the frat, and he'd be nice, oh, but in he'd a. Be he's too. Social he'd chair be or like. Something. Yeah, he'd be like, almost. You know those guys that are almost like too personable, where you're like, you have an ulterior motive, and I don't want to talk to you.
Yeah, but it's just funny because, like, you know, he in real life he doesn't like he's genuinely like a funny person, like a fun person, a nice person. It's like Chris Evans without the context of college is like great, but like if you add those layers, you're like, it's like different lenses of viewing people.
If he went to a frat, like if he went to college, I don't think he went to college.
You would know more than I would. I don't think he did either.
I don't think he did. Like, if he was...
No, because wasn't he 19 in...
Yeah.
Another teen movie or whatever that movie's called? Another teen
movie, yeah. I think if someone let him... If he rushed in a BC frat, he would be a completely different person than he is today.
Oh, he would. It would give him way too much confidence.
Way too much confidence, completely.
Yeah. Oh, my God. This is a Greek life hating... podcast. Yeah. Specifically fraternities, though.
Yeah, mostly fraternities. I know there's sorority drama, but, like...
Yeah, but I feel like I like more sorority girls than I like fraternity men.
Of course. All day.
Of course. Well, I feel like that's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay. Just a little misandry.
Just to spice it up.
Just a little misandry. We can't hype up men too much.
No. Yeah. Well, there needs to be a balance.
Yeah. Okay, my next man is Ross Lynch.
Yes, Ross Lynch. Ross Lynch.
Ross Lynch. Ross Lynch. Okay. He has, like parents' best friend's son energy. So, like, he's, like, a family friend. Like, you've known him since, you were a kid, but, like, not really. Like, you've only ever seen him on, like... when your parents have, like, a barbecue, or, like, your dad has his best friend over, or, like, you go to the beach together sometimes, or, like, he was at, like, one of your family's Christmas parties. But then, like, one year, his family invites yours to a beach house, like, to rent a beach house together, so, like, all his siblings are there, and all your family's there, and, like, one night you sit next to each other at dinner, and, like, he spends the whole night laughing at your jokes, and, like, yes. You make, like, inside jokes together, and then you're in love with him.
Yes. Oh my god, does that make him Noah Flynn?
No, because that would mean that, like, you were friends with his brother, and then, like, you kind of hated each other.
I just thought of, like, really close
there's, like, a rivalry, friends. And, like, yeah.
Yeah, no. Okay, sorry, never mind. Not a hot take.
Hot take, Ross Lynch is Noah Flynn!
Do you think he could have done a better job of playing Noah Flynn than, Jacob Elordi?
Yeah, because I feel like Ross Lynch can't not be likable, and I just keep thinking of him playing, like, Austin Moon, and I'm just, like, imagining, like, Noah Flynn through, like, an Austin Moon layer.
Yes.
And it just seems a lot more likable to me.
Yeah. Ugh, we should have been in that casting room. Biggest mistake of their lives.
Honestly, the worst thing... a lot of movies have ever done is not have us involved in the at least the vetting process.
Genuinely.
If we don't start getting invited to, like, teen movie premieres, I don't know what we're gonna do.
Imagine us. Oh my god. Imagine us even getting close to a red carpet event. Skylar, that is terrifying.
I'll take a Nickelodeon carpet event. An orange carpet. I don't think
orange carpet.
An orange carpet. I'll get slimed, like, whatever.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll get slimed.
Like, I don't think I'm famous at all. I don't think I'll ever think I'm famous, so I don't...
No.
But, like, I want to be, like influencer famous, where, like, you, like... Yeah, like, literally...
A micro-celeb.
You go to, like, stupid little events.
Yes.
Like, I don't think I should go to, like, an M. Night Shyamalan movie premiere, but, like... Or, like, a Greta Gerwig movie premiere, but, like, I want to go to, like, a Netflix-produced teen movie, like, Moxie premiere. You know what I mean?
We would have torn it up at the Moxie premiere. Are you kidding? We
torn it up!
Oh, that would have been so fun.
Us booing it, we're, like, throwing Ron Tomatoes at the screen.
Just to see Nico. Just to see him there.
Just to see Nico.
Anyway, I completely agree with the Ross Lynch is your, like, childhood. Did you say childhood friend? Or, like,
yeah, like, I said, like, he's, like, a family friend that, like, you know, like, it's not like you grow up together, but, like, he's around, and then one day you just, like, finally talk to him for the first time, and you're like, oh my god, wait.
Yes.
He's more than just cute. He actually is funny and nice to me.
Yes.
And that's nice. The bar.
Funny and nice to me.
Nice.
And I don't need anything else. Okay. Moving on. I have Dev Patel. Just Dev Patel as is. Absolute masterpiece.
That's the type of hot he is, Dev Patel.
Yes.
Oh, you also highlighted the Dev Patel on mine. Okay.
Yeah, because I liked yours.
Okay.
Dev Patel is hot in the way that an English professor off duty at a cafe in New York City on a rainy day in a black turtleneck with one of those tan trench coats is sitting at a table with his glass. Yes, he's wearing glasses. And he's like, maybe he's grading papers. Maybe he's writing his own thing. Maybe whatever. And you'd like see him at the cafe and you'd be like, oh my god, that's whatever.
Really?
Sure. It can be a French cafe. And but like you'd see him there and then you'd like get to talking and like you're a writer, he's a writer. And like imagine your apartment together with him, like the warm tones that would be there.
The books.
The hardwood floors. It would smell like old books. Candles, the kitchen.
Cashmere blankets.
Yes. Yeah.
Cute mugs.
Yes. Yes. A French press and an espresso maker.
He's such a cozy man.
Yeah, genuinely.
Oh my god.
That's how Dev Patel's hot, in my eyes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Off-duty English professor.
Ow! I agree completely. Ow!
Yes! Ugh, I need to watch that movie that he's in. The Green Knight.
Oh, what is that again? Yeah.
The Green Knight.
Yeah.
I need to find out where you can watch it, though, because it looked really interesting.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I don't know anything about it.
Should we watch it? For this?
Should watch. Oh my god, the amount of things on our watch list.
I know, literally. The people just need to tell us what they want to see the most.
I know.
Outer Banks already here because someone already said they want to hear it. So
yeah.
So once one person says it, we're like, okay.
One person
we'll do anything
says
you say.
One person says something, we're like, oh my god, so many people asked us to, so we have to. The commitment
we're like,
is
this
so
what's requested. Cool.
So many people requested this, guys. We're just trying to please all of you at once, and it's
hard, our burger placements. We're like we need to serve the people who love us.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're welcome. Okay.
Okay. My thing for Dev Patel was, you're at a concert, or like, I don't know, a crowded place, and you like your phone dies or like you lose it, but like. I think where your phone dies because you'd be like panicked and like looking around like asking people if they have a charger, and Dev Patel would be there and he'd be like, I have a charger, like you can use it, and like he'd stand with you at the outlet and like talk to you, like make small talk with you and like let you use his phone if like you need to use his phone to like call your friends, and then he would like wait with you outside while your friends came and he would like make sure you got home okay.
Yes.
But he'd also kind of like poke fun at you for like being all over the place, but he'd be like so nice.
Yeah, he's sort of like, I feel like he's like control in an out of control situation where like you can go out and have
security.
A really good time with him, but at the end of the day, like if shit hits the fan, like he'll be there and he's and like he'll help you out or whatever, And he's just, like, a calming presence to have around.
He's, like, the person who, like, when everybody's freaking out, he just kind of, like, chuckles about it and is like, it'll be okay.
Yeah, like, it's gonna work out.
Yeah.
Oh my god, yeah.
Yeah.
And I'd be, like, I'd be the girl with, like, the dead phone, and he'd be, like, chill, and I'd be freaking out, and then I'd get, like, I'd, like, resent him for being so chill, because I'm not chill. And I'd, love it, but I'd also hate it at the same time. I'd get over it eventually, but...
No, yeah, like, if that was, like, the plot to, like, a rom-com or, like, even, like, a Wattpad fanfiction, there would be, like, a little bit, like, an enemies to lovers thing where it'd be, like, he's, like, so calm and you're, like, freaking out and you're, like, why is he so calm? Like, why is he acting like this isn't a big deal? And, like, he'd be teasing you and you'd be, like, kind of, like, he'd be, like, so lighthearted about it, but you'd be, like, taking it seriously because you're, like, so anxious.
Yeah.
But then, like, you'd bump into him again, like, at a bar or something and, like, you'd be, like, you, and he'd, like, be, like, and then you'd, like, end up, like, taking, like, going to pizza together.
Yeah. Did we just write a movie?
Scrap it. No one can ever know the plot. We have to keep that to ourselves. Imagine we turn this into a movie.
That would be such a good movie plot. Are you kidding?
Yeah,
that's such a good dynamic. Okay, anyways.
Sorry, I just wrote a movie right here, guys. Oh my god. Didn't mean to flex on all of you.
She's a screenwriter.
I'm a screenwriter. It's that one film class I
did. Yeah, it really stuck with you. Production
class I did. It really stuck with me.
Oh my god. Okay, who do I have next? I have Logan Lerman next. So, Logan Lerman, to me, is the type of hot where you're at a grocery store, with him specifically, it would be Trader Joe's, and you, like, you're doing your shopping, and you, like, pass him in the grocery store, and you're like, oh my god, that's the hottest man I've ever seen in my entire life. And you sort of, like, keep passing him, like, in the grocery store, where, like, you start to think, like, oh my god, like, are we in sync? Like, am I meant to be seeing him here right now?
Yeah.
And then you don't see him, and then, in my head, this takes place in LA, but you see him at, like, a house party or whatever, and you recognize him, and you're, like, you have, like, the confidence or whatever to go up and talk to him. So then you're talking, whatever, you, like, lock eyes, you're hanging out all night, you, like, spend, like, the whole night with him, you just, like, you get along really well or whatever, and then you, like, fall in love, and you're together forever and live happily ever after.
Yeah. No, 100%. He's, like, not a sexy stranger, but he's the stranger you fall in love with and that you tell all your friends about, and you're like saw Trader Joe's guy again, like, saw salt and pepper man up at Trader Joe's today, or you'd, like, text your friends, or, like, you'd run up to them, like, at, like, a bathroom, like, you'd pull them into the bathroom at a party, you'd be like,
yes,
the Trader Joe's guy is here,
yes,
and they'd be like, you have to talk to him, and they'd, like, push you over to him in the party and be like, oh my god, wait, do you go to the Trader Joe's on, like, this street? I feel like I've seen you. Or you'd pull the, like, oh my god, you look so familiar. Do we know each other?
Yeah.
And then he'd be like, do you shop at Trader Joe's? And he'd be like, oh my god, he knows who I am.
Yes. Yeah. It's like a seeing each other and missing each other until one night one of you decides enough is enough and you finally speak to each other.
I could also see him being, like, the kind of guy who, like, notices that he sees you all the time and, like, giving you, like, literally just, like, a small smile in, like, the freezer aisle, and you're like,
yeah,
what does that mean?
He sees you buying Trader Joe's frozen orange chicken for, like, the fifth night in a row, and you're like, my god, this man knows, like, too much about me, and he, like, also knows nothing about me, and, like, he knows too much, yeah.
Yeah, or he'd totally be, like, kind of, like, awkward and, like, quiet, he'd be like, nice, I love that too, and you'd be like, oh my god.
Or yeah, you'd, like, see him at the party and he'd be like, oh, like, you seem to really like Trader Joe's frozen orange chicken, like, I love their gnocchi, or like some shit like that.
Yeah, literally,
he knows
you were buying celery thing. I was buying celery, you love celery.
You're buying rosé.
Oh, like, I love Logan Lerman, but that low-key is his vibe. Like, you're buying celery. You love celery. Like, he would be buying celery at Trader Joe's. Or with a girl who is buying celery at Trader Joe's.
Yeah. Yeah.
His girlfriend, like, does pottery for a living. So, like, you can't tell me that's not true.
No, he's a little hippie.
But yeah. Not even like a hippie, like, spiritual, like a hippie, like, salt to the earth, but I live in LA kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, has a really big garden, like, in a yeah. really nice house in LA.
Yeah, precisely. It's that vibe. It's like, I grow cabbage in my backyard, but also I have a pool.
Yeah. But also I live in a gated community, so it's
yeah, like, literally.
Yeah.
But oh also my. I Postmates all my dinners.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not, okay, not to love read you, Logan Lerman.
Like, I love him for it, though. Like, no, he pulls yeah. it off. He makes those people look better.
Yeah.
My next one is Callum Turner, who, if you guys remember, Emily and I fell in love with so quickly after watching The Last Letter from Your Lover.
Yeah, genuinely.
Genuinely. So this man, to me, is a walking meet cute. Like, he embodies the man that is in, like, meet cutes, where the love interest is a British man. Like, he's kind of, like, young Hugh Grant energy to me.
Yeah.
So, that would be, like, Notting Hill to me. So, it'd okay. be, like, he would, like, bump into you, or, like, you would bump into him, and, like, you would be the one to, like, drop all your stuff, or, like, your coffee would get spilled. Like, that kind of thing. Like, very stereotypical.
Yeah.
But he would 100% be so embarrassed about it. And, like, feel so bad about it and be so awkward. And, like, he would think you're so beautiful. And he'd be like, oh, my God, like, so sorry. And, like, he'd pick up all your stuff for you. But then, like, he'd be all of a sudden, like, very bold and be like, do you want to get, like, I, like, owe you a coffee or whatever.
Yes.
And then he'd take you out right then and there.
Yes.
And then you'd spend the whole day together.
Oh, my God. A Notting Hill meet cute.
Now I kind of watch that movie.
I love that movie so much.
Yeah, it's good.
Oh my God. Yeah, he's, yeah. He'd be like a little,
correct.
Like, bumbling, like, falling over his feet, like,
yes.
like, talking a lot to try and, like, make it up to you. And you'd be like, dude, it's chill. But he would, like, really go the extra mile to, like, make sure you're cool.
Scratching the back of his neck, smiling.
Yeah, oh my God.
Looking around, like. Us literally writing fanfiction. I'm sorry, we're literally writing fanfiction. This is humiliating. I think the last time we recorded this, we were like, me and Emily, who were like, we're so cool, like, we're gonna marry celebrities. And then we're literally talking about all the celebrities we love, like, this is how I picture him in my head, in the box in my head.
God. It's okay, they'll never hear this. We'll burn all that.
We're putting it out there. This is our way of, shooting our shot.
Oh, we're just manifesting it, I guess, essentially.
We're just manifesting. Don't mind me, Emily, just manifesting real quick.
We're just, like, manifesting that, like, them having these, like, ordinary lives, too, as, like, not, like...
I feel like a lot of these are in the context of LA.
No. Mine take place in all kinds of different places.
I forgot Dev Patel's in specifically a London cafe.
Yeah. No, it's New York.
Oh, New York. Sorry.
And my next one takes place in, like, an East Coast town.
Okay, what is it?
My next one is Bo Burnham.
Oh, right.
Bo Burnham is hot in the way that a math substitute teacher is hot.
Yours was so correct, yeah.
And he's, like, a substitute math teacher at a middle school, and he is there because the female math teacher is on maternity leave. And he's there, but he has to stay there, like, a little bit longer than he thought. And he's, like, he, like, talks shit with the kids, but also, like, is yes. sort of, like, a stern teacher. But they get along really well because he's just, like, good with kids. And yeah. so he'll, like, come home to you. And they'll be like, oh, they're little shits. But, like, he really cares about them.
But he cares.
And yes. he, like, really loves them. And he really helps them learn. But he's, like, yeah. You'd see him with, like, maybe, like, a light blue dress shirt with the sleeves rolled up in, like, slacks.
Yes.
and shoes. Yes. And he's, like, yes. riding on the board. And he's got
he'd one. He'd wear, like, Vans.
Yeah, he'd wear, like, some, like, cool, trendy, like, sleek-looking sneaker dress shoe hybrid thing that you can get away with at a middle school. And, like, you'd see him out, like, dressed in work clothes, and, like, you'd find out what he does, and you'd be like, he's a substitute math teacher.
Yeah, he's, like, the take-no-shit, but, like, he loves, like, he, like, will call kids out for being stupid and annoying, but at the same time, he does it because he wants them to be better.
Yeah.
And like, he makes everybody laugh. He does it not in a mean way, in a way that's like, aha, like, Mr. Burnham said this. Oh my god.
Mr. Burnham! Oh my god! His kids call him Mr. B. Aw, that's so cute. Oh my god.
They literally do. They call him Mr. B.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Or he would totally be the kind of be like, call me Bo. It's so weird that you call me Mr. Burnham.
Or he'd like saying, call me Mr. Bo.
No, not Mr. Bo. That's just like a kid's cartoon character.
Well, I think it's
cute. He'd say either Mr. B or Bo. He would not have them call him
Mr. Bo. You think this man would have middle school children calling him by his first name?
Yeah, because I feel like it would weird him out to be called Mr. Burnham.
Maybe. He's like, Mr. Burnham's my father. Exactly. He'd say some shit like that.
He'd be like, ew, so weird. I'm not. He'd be the kind of guy who'd be like, ew, I'm not 45 years old yet. Do not call me Mr. Burnham.
Okay. Yeah, correct. Fair enough.
I liked yours. Yeah.
I really struggled with that one. I'm not going to lie.
I remember I got so excited when you said that one the first time. We like literally had an epiphany.
Yeah.
Okay. My next one is Aaron Taylor Johnson. And this was not in the original cut. Fun fact. Aaron Taylor Johnson lives in your apartment building.
And he lives in your neighbor. Apartment. Your pause was like a little... Aaron Taylor Johnson lives in your apartment building.
Well, he could also be like... It could also be like a New Girl thing where like... You're a like... roommate. You feel like a lease. Like they're like, I need a roommate. And you fill it and like... For a while, he's just, like, quiet and ever home, so you, like, have no idea what he's like, but he's really hot. Either way, he's either your neighbor or he's, like, a roommate you moved in with because he needed a roommate and you need a place to live.
Okay.
And one day, your dishwasher's broken, and you see him, and he, like, somehow, like, he starts talking to you, and you're like, oh my god, I'm, like, trying to get a hold of maintenance, but, like, they won't answer because my dishwasher's broken. Yeah. And he'd be like, oh, I can fix it for you, like, it'll be so easy, like, I can do that, like, right now. And, like, he'd be like, right now? And he'd, like, go into his apartment and, like, get his, like, toolbox. And he would just, like, literally go right to work.
Yes.
And then, like, you'd, like, offer him, like, a drink or something. Like a coffee or, like, a lemonade. And he would, like, start doing all your, like, apartment maintenance for you. And you'd feel bad. Like, guilty for having him do all this stuff. But, like, also, he's so cute. So you'd, like, literally, like, break your, like, toilet. So he'd come over.
Yes.
Like, unscrew light bulbs.
Oh my god. That's so accurate.
Me writing another movie, sorry. A movie where the protagonist is unscrewing light bulbs and, like, fixing, like, breaking her sink so that her hot neighbor comes over.
Yeah. Well, in New Girl, there was this plot line where, like, Winston was, like, constantly fixing things in these girls' apartment because... He thought it was, like, playing the long game.
I remember that episode.
And he thought eventually that, like, they would have sex with him, but they didn't. They were just using him wanting to have sex to get him to do stuff.
I actually did watch that episode, so.
Yeah. Oh, you got pretty far then. Me. That's in, like, season 4.
Yeah, this last time I got pretty far.
Oh my god, you had, like, 2 more seasons to go.
Sorry.
Whatever, can't get into this with you.
We cannot fight about this now.
I'm like, okay, anyways. I finished all of New Girl, and then 2 days later I started it all over again.
Well, yeah.
Can't get enough.
Sorry, you just, like, love it a lot more than I did.
Our relationship is broken.
Podcast is over. I won't watch New Girl.
Wait, you know what show I really want to watch? Sorry. You know what show I really want to watch that's on HBO that people have been talking about on TikTok?
What?
White Lotus. The White Lotus.
What does that remind me?
I don't know anything about it. I've been scrolling past everyone's TikToks about it because I don't want anything spoiled for me. But everyone's talking about how much they love it on HBO, and I really want to watch it. It's some ensemble, like, cast. I'm pretty sure it's like a bunch of, I don't know.
I know nothing about it.
Me neither. It looks really good though.
Guys, there's another option for you. DMing. What do you want to hear?
Because I plan on watching that show anyway, so.
Yeah.
We'll see. Okay.
Who's your last one?
I have two more.
Oh, you have two more. I forgot. Okay, who's your second to last one?
I do. My second to last one is George Mackay.
Okay.
George Mackay.
Oh, I liked yours.
Yeah. George Mackay is hot in the way that when you're studying abroad in England, you and him go to the same, like, university that you're, like, directly yes. enrolled in your study yes. away program. And correct. You guys meet at, like, a cafe or maybe at a pub or something, and you, like, find out that you both are going to the school. He goes to it, like, because he's from England, but you're an American. Or just somewhere foreign. And you guys meet, you bond over going to the same university, he shows you around the city, but then you find out that he's from, like, the countryside of England. So he brings you on, like, excursions to the countryside. Maybe he's from a coastal town. Either way, you're getting in a car, driving on the other side of the road, you're seeing cows, you're seeing sheep, you're meeting his family, they're all really nice, and you're like, you're a city girl and you're a country girl, and you're with
a city girl
with this British boy, and that's the kind of hot that George Mackay is.
Yeah, I don't know why he just gives major, like, farm boy, salt to the earth. It's because he's so salt to the earth. He's just, like, such a normal person. Like, yeah. I could totally see him living in the woods. Like, yeah. He would live in the mountains. I could see him, like, shearing a sheep.
Yes, he's wearing, like, a fisherman's sweater. You know, like, that fisherman's, like, knit sweater in the winter.
Yes.
That's, like, a little scratchy. I think he's
worn one of those before.
All British men have.
All British men have.
That's a fact.
I think it's partially because of that movie where he's literally living in the English countryside.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, there you go.
Okay, my last one is Mr. Dillmanette, who I had a dream about the other night.
Oh my god, you did. You did have a dream about him last night.
I have a lot of dreams about him. So, he is your neighbor. Like, he lives in your neighborhood, and you always see him, like, riding his bike with his friends, and, like, he was probably one of those kids that, like, had, like, cards in the spokes when he was a kid, like, that kind of energy.
Yeah.
And he, like, wears, like, crew socks and, like, Converse and, like, rolls up his jeans, and, like, he, like, has a band that he was, like, him and his friends are always talking about, but, like, you don't know much about it. And, like, you see him, like, sometimes your parents, like, have, like, holiday parties or, like, block parties, and, like, you guys will yeah. talk to each other and be friendly there. And, like, you think he's cute, but, like, you don't talk to each other that much. But, yeah.
Absolutely.
That's the way he's hot.
Yeah. And he skates, too. He's a
skater. Oh, 100%. Skater, rides his bike around, has the same, like, two friends.
Yes. Oh, he's definitely he's a part of a trio. That, like, yo, has been friends energy. Together for a long time, and, like, you...
Yes.
When you actually get to know him, he's, like, outside of his, like, two-man friend group.
This literally just might be who he is, because I'm pretty sure he's from, like, Illinois or Ohio or something, and, like, I'm pretty sure his friends, like, that he has that band with, the band Wallows.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they've been friends for, like, a long time.
Oh, that's
so maybe that's cute. Literally just him.
Yeah.
I just described maybe, him.
Maybe that's just who he is.
Maybe that's his literal identity.
Oh my god. Okay. My apologies. My camera is currently still frozen, but I'm sure that you can hear me. So I'll just
go
with my last one. So my last one is Bill Hader. And I've edited what I said before because I found a more coherent version of what I meant.
I just said
that he was like, he had anger issues and I thought it was hot. but this one is more concise. Bill Hader's hot in the way that a film major at school is, and you think he's snarky and entitled, but he's actually a cool film major, and he just, like, is one of those film majors that really just, like, likes movies, like, any kind of movies. So you guys, like, bond over watching, like, funny movies, weird movies. You guys can, like, geek out on that stuff, but he's also really passionate, so he knows a lot. So he'll always, like, tell... He won't take it too far, like how most men with their niche interests do, but... That's a quote from Skylar. But it's like a little fun fact every time you like watch a movie with him. And he like, yeah, he's like kind of sarcastic and like whatever in like a funny way. And he definitely has like a lot of opinions, but he'll never like, if you like don't like a Wes Anderson movie, he's not gonna like call you a bitch or like shit.
He'll
like
be like
that.
Funny about it. He'll be like, yeah, what? Come on. Like, he won't be like,
yeah,
you just don't understand it.
Yeah, exactly. He just like, yeah, respects your opinions as like a human being. Yeah. Which like most,
yeah,
men who are into film don't do.
Film bros. We have an entire series about that.
Yeah, go check it out.
Go check it out. yeah, he totally could give me the vibes of like, you meet him once and like he says something that kind of rubs you the wrong way and you're like, you totally pass a judgment on him, but then like you talk to him for more than 5 seconds and you're like, oh, you're just sarcastic.
Yes. Yes, 100%.
And like a little bit dry. Like, you're not, yeah, actually, yeah, a jerk. Yeah.
And it probably, correct, all comes from a place of insecurity, so like you can probably crack that nut pretty easily. Or I could be wrong. But it's just,
okay, yes. Those were our celebrities and the way that we think, the energy they give off. Basically, we just gave all the fanfiction writers a bunch of AU ideas, so you guys should run with them.
Get on it. I am still frozen.
Just send us your fanfictions.
No. Guys, no one made an edit of the last letter from your lover movie, and I'm like actually pissed, actually upset. Why did I?
What song
do
we say? Oh, we wanted it, Treacherous and Ivy.
Yes.
And Illicit Affairs.
Yes. Oh my god, no one did that. No one on the entire internet did that. So upset.
I feel like, remember like on Tumblr back in the day when people would be like, guys, tell me what celebrity you ship me with. This feels like that. I don't know why.
Oh my god, yeah.
It just feels like embarrassing.
It's not embarrassing. We're just insightful.
We're insightful. Sorry, we should be in charge of soundtracks of every movie and they're all Taylor Swift.
I want Taylor Swift
jukebox musical so bad.
I know. Someone really good has to get on that.
I think we literally talked about this last episode.
Yeah, probably, but it's still true.
Like, I was just thinking about, like, Jagged Little Pill the other day, and I was like, I need Taylor Swift to,
oh my God,
to have,
yeah,
that.
Ugh. Anyway, you guys, we hope you enjoyed this episode. If there are more celebrities, obviously, that you guys want us to talk about, do any sort of talking about, let us know.
Guys, send us DMs with any suggestions, just to say hi, just talk to us. We love talking to you guys. We really appreciate, yeah, you. Thank you to everybody who comes back every week. Thank you to all the new people. Thank you if you're just checking us out and you're stopping by. We hope you stick around and come back next week. We appreciate all the love and the support. Our social media is in the description, so you can follow us and talk to us there.